right, guys, welcome back to the Vegas Guys Locker Room. We got a good show in store for you. We're going to go over our matchup predictions for this weekend, what we like in the betting pool. Also, what we think the keys of the matchups are going to be. I'll be joined with Sean and Nathan later on in the show. First, want to go over some season notes. We got some coaching hirings going on. Looks like the Carolina Panthers have settled on a coach. They're going to go with the old vet there, Frank Wright. Who the quarterback's going to be? Probably Carson Wentz. It seems like Carson Wentz follows him around trying to resurrect his career. We'll see what happens with that. But it also looks like Mike LaFleur is going to be joining Sean McVay on the Rams coaching staff. Means another LaFleur will join him there. That should be a good hire. What that means for the Jets going forward with their hiring Nathaniel Hackett as our new OC, especially coming off the year that he had with the Denver Broncos and the failed Russell Wilson experiment. What's this going to mean for the quarterbacks for the Jets? And who will be the quarterback for the Jets? Mike White played well at points during the season. Zach Wilson, of course, you spent all that draft capital on. It's going to be an interesting offseason for the Jets. What's that going to mean for the receivers? That's my biggest thing. They've got a plethora of receivers there, some good offensive weapons. Now with Nathaniel Hackett moving in there, you saw what he did with the weapons they had in Denver. It wasn't much, but you did have the unlimited Russell Wilson coming in there. Is Russell Wilson as bad as we all think he is? Is he washed up? These are questions going in the offseason that we will address. We'll go through it show by show. Next week, we will be breaking down the top 10 fantasy quarterbacks, and we'll do that and see if it's a fad or if it's going to be the future. So wait for that breakdown. But in the meantime, we got championship week, and I'll be right back, joined with the one and only Natan to take his picks. All right, sports fans, and we're back, and we're here with the one and only Natan. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you remember the last podcast we had with Natan on this show, he went 3-for-3 in his picks. So oh, yeah. We wanted to bring him back.
Thank you.
See what he likes this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Natan, the big white whale.
Uh-huh. AKA, suck one dick. AKA, what about two dicks? AKA,
the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. So, first breakdown we're going to get into, we're going to go with the 49ers and Eagles.
Okay.
Now, I know the lines moved a little bit as far as the over-under. Nothing really on the point spread. Who do you like this week?
I like the 49ers.
With plus the 2.5, correct?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Plus the 2.5. Why do you think that?
I think that they're the better team. I think their defense is going to stop the Eagles. They're going to pass a lot. They'll be able to stop the passing game, which will make them run a lot, and I think they'll be able to stop the run.
What do you think about Brock Purdy?
I think he is like a Kurt Warner kind of coming out of the blue, and so I think he's going to be the story for the playoffs and Super Bowl.
The Niners do have that great defense. I agree with you. I think they stopped the rushing attack of the Eagles. It's going to be a good game to watch. It should be fun. But, of course, he is taking the 49ers plus the 2.5, everybody. So, remember, he did go 3-for-3.
Yep.
So, listen to the big white whale here.
Thank you
very
much.
The man's going to get you some money. Next one we're going to break down the Bengals and Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this one really moved. Because this opened up with the Bengals being the favorite, and now has flip-flopped. And now it's the Chiefs minus 1.5.
Okay.
Who do you like in this matchup?
I like the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm a Chiefs fan. I like the Chiefs. Two reasons. One, I think they have a better offense. I think they're going to be able to stop the Bengals' running game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I do think it's going to go under, though. I think that he got hurt, and they're not going to come out and say that he was hurt. So they're kind of go run heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like the Chiefs.
Got more ball control. Uh-huh. Control that clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and looking at the stats, the Bengals actually have
less offense than all the teams still left playing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like it, doesn't feel like it, but yeah, the total yards they average are much lower than everybody else. Chiefs control the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals going to rely on big plays to try to catch up. I like the pick there for the Chiefs minus the 1.5.
Yes, sir.
I like the Bengals going into it, but the more and more I talk about this game, I kind of flip the other way. I just don't see. I think with all the news.
Yeah.
You know, that's too much crap talking going on
with
the Bengals side. What do they call Arrowhead Stadium?
I don't remember.
Oh, was it the Burrowhead Stadium? Oh, that's what they've been calling it all week in the news.
Haters.
So now, yes, it's all hate. I think the Chiefs now have a chip on. I think you just threw a log on the fire, and I think Mahomes is pissed off.
Yes, sir. I think that the two better teams for the Super Bowl are going to be the Chiefs and the Niners anyway.
So it'll be a good matchup, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Natan, remember, listen to his bets. The man is undefeated so far in our podcast. So we'll bring him back after these games this week. We'll bring him back for his Super Bowl picks and maybe any prop bets that he might like out there.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Go Niners.
And we're back, and guess who's joining the show? We are grateful to have Big Sean in the house.
It's big time, baby.
So he's going to help us break down the two games coming up this weekend and what these teams have to do and what fantasy impacts it might have with you guys playing the fantasy football playoffs. All right, Sean, you want to start off with the 49ers and Eagles?
The punch you in the mouth game?
Yeah.
That one's going to be a fun one to watch. The Eagles like to run. 49ers like to stop the run.
Yep.
But Eagles like to throw the ball. 49ers cannot stop that.
That's their weak spot.
Pick it off or, I give up a touchdown. Yeah. Thanks.
It's feast or famine, baby. Yeah, feast or famine.
It's mostly famine.
What do you see with the what do the Niners have to do to stop the Eagles passing attack, do you think?
The first thing first, they have to stop Eagles being able to run.
Yeah.
Because that's how the Eagles set up their game. If they can run the ball, then the safeties have to come down, mm-hmm. and they go over the top. It sets up Jalen Hurts' little play-action rollout, his little 49 waggles, and he takes off.
Yeah.
If they cannot do that, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
That's the first and foremost. That's like end-all has to be there. Yeah, I think they have a 27 in a row letting teams have under 80 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
They do that again, they got a really good chance of winning. I mean, even with Brock Purdy back there,
Come on, man. Like Nathan just said, Brock Purdy's a new Kurt Warner.
I mean, that's BCP right there, baby. That's BCP. when you ball hawk against Hurts,
mm-hmm.
going back all the way to the SEC, when he was there, and then he went to the Big Ten and played with Oklahoma, he can hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
He's sneaky good on those.
He can make all the throws, and I got to give it to the man. Everything he came in the offseason where he was weak, he came in and put the work in, and his footwork, his throwing motion, everything. He looks like a man determined.
For the first 12 games of the season, he only had like two picks, right?
Yeah, I mean, something like that. Something ridiculous.
Stupid. Mm-hmm. And then, the O-line for the 49ers has to stop that pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the best pass rush since the 84-85 Bears.
Yeah,
I think.
Something like that.
85-86.
Mm-hmm.
They're third right now in the.
They've just been eating up the quarterbacks, and it's that's going to be key, especially for Brock Purdy being back there, rookie quarterback.
Oh, Hassan Reddick's going to be like, "Thank you, run right into me, buddy."
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. As you can probably tell, I think the Eagles are going to win this game. I mean,
I'm holding.
I know you're being a homer. It's okay.
I think that Brock Purdy's going to surprise you, man.
BCP.
It's Purdy time.
Come on, BCP.
But so you're going with the Eagles.
I am going with the Eagles.
What key fantasy impacts do you think this game might have as far as player-wise?
AJ Brown will probably have a big game.
Mm-hmm.
Devonta Smith is going to have a sneaky good game. Like
really?
I think he's going to have a lot of targets across the middle.
Okay.
Because they're gonna move Fred Warner and I can't think of your other middle linebacker's name up to closer to the line to try to stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
They're just gonna sneak him right behind them. They're gonna run AJ Brown and Kez Watkins deep. They're gonna Goddard. I think they're gonna use him as blocking in a lot of sub packages.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Miles Sanders, maybe screen game.
Maybe. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I mean, they got so many. The running backs there do such a good job in that offense.
So good.
They're all
and they can all block.
Yeah,
that's the problem. They
can all block.
Fantasy wise, defensively for the 49ers. Oh, who's your cornerback that always gets burnt?
Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ward. Not Jimmy Ward. The other Ward. I can't remember his first name.
I think he actually might have a chance to have a good game. Because they may force the ball.
Well, he's one of those guys. It's either feast or famine because he goes after the ball.
Chavarius?
I can't remember. Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, he ball hawks and he goes after the ball. But a lot of times, he's either going to get it or he's.
You saw what DK Metcalf did against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think AJ Brown's better than DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
And I'm in a minority on that one just because, you know, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, they're very similar players. And, like, AJ Brown can go up and get those 50-50 balls.
He was the only player Tennessee had for the longest time.
Yeah. And that's all Tannehill could throw up. He just threw it in his direction. Just, all right, just come down with it, big boy.
You know, he's got that little bit of a hip stinger, but he's always got a hip stinger, so it doesn't really matter.
That's the big thing with him. He's always kind of dinged up.
Yep.
Fantasy-wise for the Niners,
Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah, Elijah Mitchell.
I think with C-Mac in there, they're gonna try to bracket him, you know, not let him get off. But Elijah Mitchell running the ball, this dude's a stud. He just had some bad luck.
He said, he's caught the injury bug. Yep. Interesting stat, you know, the games where everybody is big on CMC. But if you look at the games where you have Elijah Mitchell with him in the backfield where he's healthy, snap percentage for CMC goes down to, I believe it's 55 to 60% in games.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if he's not with Mitchell, he goes up to 85 to 90. Mm-hmm. Fantasy point wise, I think the average for CMC with playing with Mitchell was only 13 points. Without him is like 28.
Oh, yeah.
It's so ridiculous. Mitchell takes a lot because Mitchell is that good. You have to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm. And he's a bruiser back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fast, but he's a bigger back.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy, yeah.
He's not afraid to take it to the line. I mean, not that CMC's afraid to take it to the line, but you don't want to get him dusted again like he has been.
Yeah.
And, you know, those swing pass, that's where his bread and butter
that's
is.
That's his bread and butter right there, getting in space.
Is Debo going to play? Is he hurt?
Debo is going to play. Yeah, he says he's going to be ready. He didn't practice, I believe, Thursday, but I do believe he came out and said he is playing.
Like, I know Sunday. Debo's been hurt pretty much all season, but Ayuk's been fantastic for you guys. Just fantastic. And, you know, Kittle's going to get his. Kittle's going to get his. Even if he has to juggle the ball down the field six or seven times.
The man made the catch. I got to give it to him.
That was my favorite replay of the weekend.
I can't believe the safety whiffed on the hit.
he went for the hit, missed, or he was going for the ball, juggled up, and then he went for the hit. It was weird looking, but it was like, oh, that's just not fair.
No, man. Yeah, it was one of those plays where you're like, okay, the ball's bouncing the Niners' way.
This is very true.
So you definitely think the Eagles pull this one out at home? You think it's high scoring or fair or low scoring? Because the over-under is set at 46.5.
That's a big number for teams with this good of defense. So it almost sounds like the sharps are going that, you know, they're going big.
I know Nathan liked the over in that game.
Oh, definitely going under then. Definitely.
Hey, remember, he was undefeated. The last time he was on the show, he went 3 for 3.
Well, that's all because he had to pick, like... He didn't have to pick anybody. I think the first half is going to be defensive.
Yeah.
And
feeling each other out, kind of.
Feeling each other, at least especially the first quarter, unless something just stupid happens, and then it can just snowball for either side.
Yeah.
It can just snowball for either side. I think the majority of the pressure is on the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Because they played well all year long, and they're at home. One mess up by Hurts or one really good play by that San Francisco defense, and the paradigm would just shift and could just mess the Eagles all the way up. That's not going to happen.
Well, the thing is, too, is Hurts is eligible for a contract extension next year.
You're going against the contract extension year
two? He's going against the contract. So he is up for a contract extension if he plays well. So I think if he makes it to that Super Bowl,
that's going to be rough. Right.
Does he become the highest paid QB?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. They wouldn't pay him the most money because he doesn't have that skill set. He doesn't have that I'm the number one quarterback in the league skill set. He's really good.
Oh, no. Dak Prescott got paid. Deshaun Watson got paid.
Look at those organizations.
Russell Wilson got paid because he's unlimited.
Let's ride. No, he's
See, I'm naming off quarterbacks who got paid, buddy.
He should give all that money back. Dak Prescott should.
Kyler Murray got paid.
Become a coach.
Everybody got paid, man.
Dak Prescott got paid. I think Howie Rosenbaum is a little smarter than those other organizations. She's crying.
All right. Well, all right. So then Sean likes the Niners. All right. Fancy.
No, Sean does not like the Niners.
Nice try. I'm trying to trade. I'm trying to get him in there. All right. He's picking the Eagles. Boo. Mm-hmm. But
fly,
all right.
Fly.
All right, so now we got the Chiefs and the Bengals. As you can see, that line has completely flip-flopped.
Oh, it's no longer Burrowhead since Mahomes is about to play.
I know, right? So that was a
How do you even let that out? How do you?
I mean, I know it came up too because the headlines came, and it came up on Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's podcast. They do
right,
and it came up that they were calling him Burrowhead. You could tell Travis Kelce was taking it kind of personal.
Oh well, how do you not?
I mean, you're just asking for it now. I mean, you're really lighting the fire there for them.
They're gonna tordall the crap out of that kid's ankle.
It's gonna be interesting. I mean, yeah, of course Nathan took the Chiefs. He liked the Chiefs and the under in this game. He thinks it'll be a lower scoring game.
Really? Lower than 48 in a Chiefs in a Chiefs game. The number one scoring offense in the league.
He thinks with Mahomes' high ankle sprain. And here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna try to throw him off with the run, because if you're gonna bring the pass rush, which I think they're gonna come after Mahomes. Because if you're smart, you're not going to come up rush him down the corners. You're going to pass rush him right up the middle.
You need to make him move laterally.
Yeah, and that's what you got to rush him up the middle, and you got to make him move around. I think what they do is to keep him safe and keep everybody off of that ankle. I think you use the running backs a lot.
The Bengals have the defensive ends to get pressure on the sides anyway. Mm-hmm. So if they bring what's the tackle's name?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Man, that sucks. He's good enough to get a pressure on his own. So all they really got to do is they're gonna bracket Kelce. They're gonna walk the safety down bracket. It's either gonna be Vaughn or it's gonna be Bates, and then they're gonna use their other middle linebacker to be the athletic one. Mm-hmm. They have two. They have really two really good this one. That they're gonna bracket Kelce, and the other one's just gonna blitz up the middle.
Yeah,
that's the only thing they got to do.
That's what you got to do. But that I think what they and the way they counter that, I think they counter that with a run game.
Isaiah Pacheco has to ball.
I told you earlier in the week, I think Jarrett McKinnon has a sneaky big game, man.
McKinnon can catch the ball.
Yeah, I think that's where they're going to go. I think it's going to be swing
They're
going to
go old Eagle style.
They're going to go old Eagle style, and it's going to be the Brian Westbrook show all over
again. Andy Reid's going to go 2 yards is good enough for me.
Good enough for me. Let's go, baby.
Just slow that pass rush down just a little.
I mean, I think they keep the ball out of the Bengals' hands. And like we're looking up stats. The Bengals' offense hasn't really had to do anything. It's literally, actually, total yards-wise, averages the least amount.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's a fact that most people don't realize is true.
Well, they usually have three or four really good plays during the game.
Yeah.
And then their defense takes over, and that's just enough.
And that's just enough, absolutely.
Because, you know, they're like eighth or ninth in the AFC for scoring.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I mean, their time of possession's kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Their offensive line's pretty shabby. I mean, they still need a lot of work. But those plays that they make are just like sledgehammer knockout plays.
Yeah,
you know, and then Mixon and P. Ryan can come in and just salt the ball away. Mm-hmm. It's if they can keep Chase and Tyler and T. Higgins out of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Hunter Hurst is hurt. He's going to play.
Oh, I told you he's getting two touchdowns.
No, he's not getting.
He's getting two touchdowns.
He's not getting. No, I think we have a bet on this.
Yes,
we?
It's he's a not dollar. Getting two I'm touchdowns. Telling you, and I'm going to collect dollars from you and Lee. No, that Hayden Hurst is going to get the two TDs.
He's not getting two touchdowns. He might get four, but he's not going to get two.
So you're liking the Chiefs in this game, or?
No, I'm still going to go Bengals. I think it's going to be Burrowhead.
It's going to be the Burrowhead.
Gonna
be Burrowhead. Huh? He's going to go.
He's going to be lighting up a cigar on the 50-yard line.
Complete the cycle with the 4-0.
Yes.
Nice. I like it. I like it.
You know, it's Burrow Chase magic, man.
Well, see. All right. So. You know, I like the Bengals. I know early in the week I like the Bengals, and then I kept talking myself out of it because I kept seeing the news, and you're giving a championship team fuel for the fire.
So much.
So I almost was like, man, I wish I could change my pick and go KC, but let's see what happens. I think it's going to be a fucking great game, though.
DJ Reader.
Oh, that's a DJ Reader, yeah.
Good Lord. These people are going
to eat. And he's what? He's young. He's only
He's like 26, 27.
Yeah, I think he's only been in the league, what, 2-3 years? Yeah,
he's a monster.
But yeah, the guy, the kid's good.
You know, so... Defensively, offensively, the offensive and defensive lines, both sides have to show up. So we talked about the Bengals already. The Chris Jones and the other guy that's next to him, I can't think of his name at all. I think they call him Little Snacks. Those guys have got to show up. But if you look at the Buffalo game last week, the backup linemen for the Bengals, they put in the big boys.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, their offensive line is usually smaller than that. But they put in those big boys and they just ride them around.
The thing I worry about with the Bengals O-line, man, is they got a couple guys hurt.
That's what I said. The backups.
Kappa is hurt.
Yeah, their center that hurts a lot.
Yeah, that's gonna be a huge loss. That's gonna be a huge loss.
But the backups came in and they rolled through Buffalo. I mean, just like snowplowed them.
I think Buffalo. It almost seemed like they didn't even show up to play the football.
I think they were. I think they just thought they were going to mail it into Atlanta. Yeah. And they were ready for the.
But you gave Bengals fire for that one because you were selling tickets to a neutral site game. Yes. Like the Bengals didn't even have a chance. You lit that fire and they came out there and the Bengals smoked it. So now they give it back to KC.
Right to Kansas City.
We're going to start doing that same thing. And it just, I don't think it's a very smart move.
That is never a smart move to question another team's quote unquote manhood at their own stadium.
I'm telling you. But anyway, so number one fantasy players for each team. You think who has the biggest weeks for each team?
Derek Thomas.
What? Really? We're going with the ghost of Derek Thomas?
The ghost of Derek Thomas.
The man's going to trip over the grass.
We're going old school Operation Condor from the late 90s.
Burrow just can't seem to keep his balance today. He's out there like Casper the fucking friendly ghost.
He's going to – problems with Dave Craig. He's going to be fumbling the snap the whole time.
Oh, man. Too funny.
Chris Jones is going to be having an impact. Chris Jones is having an impact. And Juan Thornhill. Okay. The safety.
All right. Offensively, who do you like?
Oh, offensively for the Chiefs. Good Lord.
It's
going to have to be Kelce.
It has to be Kelce.
Kadarius Toney, he's going to be good, but I think he's going to pull a hamstring like third quarter. And
the guy in that hamstring, man.
I know.
God. Did he pull both of them this year?
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't even know why they gave him.
That poor kid.
Mecole Hardman is still on IR. Mm-hmm. He's been on IR probably till next season. He's never coming back.
Yeah, and nobody's created separation in offense. That's told Mahomes he's got to throw the ball to him.
MVS can only run deep and in a straight line. I haven't seen him make a cut yet.
His route running has never been great. It wasn't great in Green Bay. He just was that guy who would spread and take the top off.
It's all on Mahomes and Kelce. And it's always on Mahomes and Kelce. And it's gonna have to be on Pacheco. Okay. But you think McKinnon, maybe. But I mean, they're gonna have to line him up in the slot.
You know how Andy Reid is. Andy Reid, sometimes he gets creative.
McKinnon's gonna be in the slot the entire game.
It's gonna be interesting. Who do you like offensively for the Bengals fantasy wise?
Oh, Bengals. I think Mixon's going to have another big game. I think they're going to try to bracket Chase because you have to bracket Chase. So T. Higgins can have another deep, solid game. And you might be right with Mr. Hurst.
I think what's going to hurt them is the offensive line injuries. That D-line for Kansas City is not bad.
That D-line is,
and I think
A+.
You're going to have quick passes. I think it's going to be tight and heavy. I think this game is going to feature the tight ends for both teams.
The problem, the one thing that I see that the Bengals have, they have a better rushing attack overall. So if they can get the rushing attack going, just minimal, just, you know, 4 or 5 yards, 4 or 5 yards, 4 or 5 yards, it's going to open up play action. And that's going to open up double moves.
You know how the Bengals head coach is. He wants the big play, man. He doesn't like to wait.
I hate Zach Taylor.
Zach Taylor does not like to wait.
No.
He runs a slow tempo offense, but it's all down the field.
Yeah, he does. It's
a slow tempo offense.
But have you seen the video of Joe Burrow taking off behind one of his offensive linemen?
No.
Oh, it's the funniest thing. The offensive lineman looks like he runs like a 9.040.
Oh, God.
And Burrow's just kind of like walking behind him.
Oh, Lord.
They got Jamar Chase going, were you even trying to run? He goes, I was behind the offensive lineman. He's so slow. He's like, run around him. He's like, did you see how big that guy was?
Burrow is good, though. Burrow, I mean, he ran the ball in college. He can move the end.
He can move. He's tough.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
Juan Thornhill's going to have a hell of a game in the back.
It'll be a good game. So you're taking the Bengals. You're taking a Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl.
Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl.
All right, guys. You guys heard it here. This is what Big Sean's taking. We're going to be back next week.
To make fun of me when I lose my bets.
When we look at this and he gives me my dollar, because Hayden Hurst is going to have two touchdowns.
Remember, he says two touchdowns, four.
If it's four, I still win.
No. You said two touchdowns.
Nope. He said two touchdowns counts. Every number above that counts.
I don't think that was in the fine print.
But anyways, guys, thanks to Big Sean for joining the show. Thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Always fun.
All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
All right. Just want to thank everybody for joining the show. That'll do it for us for the day. Please follow us on any platform. We are all over. We're on Google. We're on Apple. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Amazon. Please follow the podcast. Please leave a like. Please review. We will be getting our social media set up soon, guys, so you can follow us there. We will have a Twitter account, Instagram, all that good stuff. Hopefully, we can get you guys more involved in the show that way. But please follow, like, and subscribe, guys. All right, get notified for all those shows. Thanks again. Enjoy the football this weekend, guys. Championship week, and we'll see you for the preview for the Super Bowl. And our next show will be the top 10 fantasy quarterbacks of this season, fad or fact. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.